各位弟兄姐妹。
I'm really happy to be here to be able to meet our brothers and sisters here.
那第一次看到这么漂亮的环境。
This is the first time I've seen an environment that is truly beautiful.
很像在那个美术博物馆里。
Just as if I'm in an art gallery or a museum.
那素华姐妹她的这一次的主题是跟真理、恩典跟律法有关系。
And the theme that Sister Tuwa would like to discuss are truth and faith and relationship between the two.
那很抱歉，这个主题是我没有办法讲的。
This is a topic that I do not feel comfortable.
那所以我只跟大家分享我自己对圣经的其中一点故事的看法。
And therefore, I'm just going to be.Sharing with you some of my thoughts regarding a story that is in the scriptures.
那我晚上跟大家分享两个故事。
I would like to share with you tonight two stories.
那晚上的主题是很远的旅程。
And
a long journey.
The topic for this evening will be centered around the theme of a long journey.
那我们知道很多人都说，人的人生很像在旅游。
Many of us tend to refer to our life as that of a trip or a journey.
那我相信在座的各位都非常的有旅游的经验。
And I believe that many of us have a lot of experience when it comes to traveling.
那我第一次出国是在我2009年的时候。
First time I left my homeland was in
2009. 对不起，好像之前还有一次。
I think maybe once before that.
不过那一次是出去玩。
But the previous time was just for fun.
那后来是去为了要读书。
And later I left because I wished to pursue further education.
那一次就我一个人提着行李就走了。
At that time I was all by myself with my luggage.
那我记得很清楚。
I remember very clearly.
那我要去坐飞机的时候。
And I was about to catch the plane.
那我看到太太的脸。
I saw the face of my wife.
她看起来相当的伤心。
She seemed really sad.
因为我先过去。
Because I was leaving her first.
那但是接下来看到她说她非常的高兴。
But then she said that she was quite happy.
所以看来，如果夫妻离开太久，就是另外一半会慢慢的习惯没有你的日子。
So it seems that after a long parting from spouses, then you get used to not having each other around.
那每个人的人生在旅途当中会遇到什么事情都非常的难预料。
And whatever we may meet up during our life journey are unexpected, unknown.
那就像我记得我有一次去罗马。
I remember when I visited Rome.
那第一次去。
That was the first time.
那就被假的警察骗了50欧。
And there was a policeman who was not really a policeman. He cheated me out of 50 euros.
那这个是去之前绝对不会想到的。
And this is something that I would never have imagined before I went on that trip.
那人生的旅途，有的人很长。
And this journey, this life journey for some are very long.
那有的人很短。
But for others, maybe very short.
那对某些人而言是走到某一个情况的时候，他再也走不下去。
And there are sometimes to a certain point, this person will not be able to go on anymore.
因为他觉得这个旅程对他而言再走下去好像没有什么样的意义。
Because this person feels that in continuing the journey, it no longer had meaning.
那所以很多人走到这个时候会选择结束自己的生命。
Many people who reach this point and cannot resolve it will decide to take their own lives.
那所以我们打开报纸，我们知道社会上很多人会选择自杀。
When we open the newspaper, we tend to read a lot of news about people who have committed suicide.
那有钱的人可能会选择安乐死。
And for those people who can afford it, perhaps they can.Get someone to assist them in suicide.
那所以对这些人来讲，他们的人生的旅途，在这种时候他们是没有办法继续的。
To these people, the life journey that they're embarked upon is one that they feel that they cannot continue.
那在这种时候，他们不知道要怎么样继续的走下去。
At this moment of time, they no longer have any idea how they can go on.
那圣经里面有几个人曾经也遇过这样子的情况。
From the Bible, we can see a few characters who also experience this.
我们请看《列王记上》的十九章。
Please turn to the book of First Kings, chapter 19.
《列王记上》的十九章。
First Kings chapter 19。
那一到四节。
Verses 1-4。
那我相信这是我们大家都很熟悉的故事。
And I believe this is a story that is familiar to us.
那亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说：“明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。”以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“主啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”那这边是以利亚先知他的故事。
This is the story of the prophet Elijah.
那我们知道他是一个非常爱神的先知。
And Elijah was a prophet who loved the Lord very much.
那怎么知道他非常的爱神
？How do we know that he loved God?
因为他所在的环境是一个非常对信仰而言是一个非常不好的环境。
Because the environment in which he lived was not a very good one in terms of his faith.
因为当时候北朝的百姓大部分是选择拜偶像。
The northern part of the kingdom, most of the people elect to worship idols.
那国王自己本身也是拜偶像。
And the king himself also worship idols.
那你说在整个国家的环境都是倾向于拜偶像的时候，那偏偏他选择拜真神。
So if the whole country is inclined towards worshiping idols, whereas you wish to worship the true living God.
那你可以想象对他而言就是在宗教上面的压力有多么样的大
You can imagine how much pressure that would exert in terms of his faith
那在这样的情况下他依然是选择他要为神来做一些工作
And yet under these circumstances he still decided to continue to work for God
而且是做那些没有人愿意做的工作
Especially the work that no one else wanted to assume
那所以他其实是一个非常爱神的人
Therefore, we see that he is one who loved the Lord very much.
那他为神做了，我们可以说做了很大的工作。
We can say that Elijah did a lot of great works for God.
那所以在整个十八章，我们可以看到他跟假先知来对抗。
The entire chapter 18 of 1 Kings, we can see that he pitted himself against all of the false prophets.
那他非常的有信心。
He was a man full of faith.
那他也依靠神的力量来打败这些假先知。
And relying upon the strength of God, he was able to defeat the false prophet.
那他有一个很重要的目的。
And one of the very important purpose that he had.
那这个目的不是为了他自己。
It's not for himself.
那这个目的是他希望百姓可以重新回归到敬拜真神的信仰。
Rather, he was hoping that the people will return their faith back to the true living God.
所以他整个十八章做的事情都不是为了他自己。
All of chapter 18 and everything he did was not for himself.
那他是为了百姓。
But for the people.
那为了神。
And for God.
那所以他决定这么做。
Because he made the decision to do so.
那结果我们知道神行了一个神迹。
We know that God then performed this great miracle.
那所以整个百姓看到了非常的高兴。
When the people saw the miracle, they were overjoyed.
那所以他们都大喊说啊，原来我们这个祖宗所敬拜的神是真神。
And they all shouted that this is the God of our fathers.
那后来他们当然就杀了很多的假先知。
And the people rose up and slaughtered a lot of the false prophets.
所以看起来在十八章结束的时候，这个信仰，真神的信仰应该是得到一个很大的胜利。
We see that at the end of chapter 18, it seems that the faith towards God was greatly victorious.
所以对一个这么样爱神的以利亚来讲，他应该是觉得。非常的欣慰。
So someone like Elijah, who truly loved God, he should have been very comforted.
他应该说啊，很感谢神。
he probably was very thankful to God.
那你将你的能力显出来给你的百姓看。
That he was able to show the people his mighty power.
那你的百姓现在愿意承认你是真的神。
Now your people have finally turned back to you to admit that you are the living God.
那这样子，也许我们国家的信仰环境会整个改变。
And perhaps then will change the faith of this nation.
那结果到了十九章。
But we see in verse 9, chapter 19.
那当亚哈王跟王后耶洗别讲这些事情的时候
，King Ahab told Jezebel the queen all the things that happened.
那耶洗别非常的生气。
Jezebel was extremely angry.
所以她派人去跟以利亚讲。
Therefore, she sent a messenger to Elijah, saying,
就说我一定会杀你。
That I will surely take your life.
那圣经说，第三节。
Verse 3.
圣经说，以利亚看到这个情况，他就逃命。
And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life.
他逃命是为了他自己吗
？Was he running for his own life?
他看重他自己的生命这么的重要吗
？Was he seeing that his life is so important?
如果是的话
，If the answer was yes,
那他十八章何必要去跟这些假先知来拼命
？Then why would he have spent all that effort?Fighting against the false prophets in chapter 18.
那所以他到底这个害怕是什么样的害怕
？So what was he exactly afraid of?
我想这个害怕应该是他发现他所做的一切的工作其实都没有用。
Perhaps this fear arose from his realization that all of the effort that he made was for naught.
十八章的结束是百姓都说啊，原来我们这个你拜的神是真的神。
At the end of chapter 18, the people realized that the God that Elijah worshipped was a true God.
那结果十九章拜偶像的王后要杀真神先知的时候，却没有人讲话。
But in chapter 19, when Queen Jezebel, who worshipped idols, wanted to take Elijah's life, no one rose and spoke for him.
所以好像我之前做的所有的努力都是没有用的。
It seems that all of the effort that he made before that was for nothing.
如果一个人对一件事情很不在乎的话
If someone really didn't care about something
那有人把你不在乎的东西拿走
And someone then take this object away that you didn't care for
你大概一点都不会觉得有任何的影响
You probably wouldn't feel any effect
比如说你家里面有一罐可乐
For instance, if you have a bottle of Coke
那你一点都不喜欢喝可乐
But you don't like Coke
那结果你一个朋友进了你家里就把可乐喝掉了。
So when a friend came, this friend drank this bottle of Coke.
那你当然觉得一点都没有，你完全不在意。
But you don't really care.
那但是如果有一个东西是你非常在意的。
But if you had something or an object that you really, really care for.
而且你付出了很大的努力想要让这个事情成就。
Or if you have made a great effort in order to make something come about.
那但是别人却把这个事情毁掉。
And yet someone came along and destroyed this object or this thing.
你一定会觉得非常的沮丧。
You will feel very sad.
那所以我想以利亚先知那个时候应该是这样子的心情。
I believe that Prophet Elijah felt this way.
他想说我做了这么大的努力。
He probably thought to himself that after I've done all this.
我为了神，那为了百姓的信仰，我做了这么大的一个工作。
For the sake of God and the faith of the people, I've done this great work.
那为什么隔了下了一个雨之后，所有的一切好像都没有用
？Why is it that after the rainfall, everything seemed hopeless or helpless?
没有一个百姓说站起来跟王后说，你做的这个事情是错的。
Not one out of all of these people stood up and spoke against the Queen Jezebel, saying that what you're doing is wrong.
所以他非常的害怕。
And thus he was very much afraid.
那他就开始逃命。
And thus he ran for his life.
那他对神的爱在这个时候，他觉得好像不再这么样的足够去用。
And at this moment of time, the love of God that he had for God, was not sufficient for him.
那所以他逃到了旷野。
And thus he ran into the desert.
那走了一天。
And walked for about a day.
那最后来到一棵树下，就向神求死。
And he came and sat down under a tree, and he prayed to God that he might die.
所以他人生的旅途走到这个时候，他觉得再也走不下去。
When he reached this point of a journey in his life, he thought that he could not possibly continue.
他在人生的旅途上，他之前应该会觉得神一直在带着他走。
In his previous life journey, he probably felt that God was with him all the time.
那神的恩典一直足够他用。
And the grace of God was sufficient for him to use.
那但是走到这一步的时候，他觉得好像一切都已经没有意义了。
But when he got to this point, he felt that most things, or all things, are meaningless.
就像我们常常希望神给我们很多的恩典。
Just like we wish that God would give us many grace.
那神给我们很多的祝福。
God gave us many blessings.
那我们也想要把这个祝福跟这个恩典，让更多的人来分享。
And we wish to share this blessing and grace with others.
那如果没有人愿意跟你分享，
But if no one wished to share this with you,
那这个恩典跟这个祝福对你而言有什么样的用处呢？
So then what are these grace and blessings good for you?
我常常在想，如果地球上只有一个人，
I often think that if on this earth there's only one person,
那所有的神的祝福跟恩典就只给这一个人。
And all of the blessings and grace of God is given to this one person.
那这个人会觉得很高兴吗？
Would this person feel really happy?
还是他觉得好像总是有一点少了什么东西？
Or would he feel that something is still missing?
那所以我想圣经在跟我们讲的东西一直是你拿从神那边拿到的要再往外面分享。
I think the scripture tells us to receive things from the grace from God and then to give out the grace to others.
所以以利亚先知他知道这个信仰非常的重要。
Prophet Elijah realized that this faith was very important.
所以他很想要让百姓知道。
And he wanted the people to understand that.
那他也这么样努力的去做。
And this is what he put all these effort towards making it happen.
但是看起来什么都没有用。
But it seems that he would not achieve his goal.
所以他觉得一切都没有意义了。
As he felt everything he did was meaningless.
所以他跟神说，那你就让我死在这里吧。
And that is why he said to God, Let me die here.
我不想要再继续我的旅程。
I do not wish to continue my journey.
因为我觉得我走到这里已经走不下去了。
Because I feel that at this point of time, I cannot go on anymore.
我们再来看另外一个故事。
Let us look at another story.
我们请看约翰福音的二十一章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
约翰福音的二十一章。
John chapter 21.
第二节跟第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
约翰福音二十一章第二节跟第三节。
John chapter 21, verses 2 and 3.
有西门彼得和称为逼士马的多马，并加利利的加拿人拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。他们说，我们也和你同去。他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。那这个故事是提到，主耶稣他已经复活了。
This story took place after Jesus was resurrected.
那门徒非常的高兴。
And the disciples were overjoyed.
哇，原来耶稣没有死。
That Christ did not die.
而且他复活了。
Not only that, he resurrected.
那但是他们却做了一个非常看起来很奇怪却又非常合理的决定。
So it seems that they made this decision that was at the same time strange but logical.
他们说，那我们要做什么？
They said to themselves, so what do we do now?
那彼得就说，那我就去打鱼。
And Peter says, I'm going fishing.
那其他人就说，那我们跟你一起去。
And they said to him, we're going with you also.
那我们知道这些人原本他们本来就是渔夫。
We know that the disciples originally were fishermen.
那他们最会做的事情就是捕鱼。
And therefore it's their profession to know how to fish.
那所以他们在这个时候他们的人生旅途对他们而言好像是他们非常的迷惘。Confused.
And it seems that at this point of time, to them, their future seems a bit confused.
所以他们不知道要做什么。
They had no idea what they should do next.
那所以他们就想，那我就做我会做的事情。
So they decided to do the one thing that they know how to do.
那他们最习惯做的事情。
And that they're most used to doing.
那就是去打鱼。
That is going out fishing.
那我想，其实有时候我们跟彼得这些门徒可能非常的相像。
Sometimes we may behave very similarly to Peter and these disciples.
那我们相信耶稣是救主。
We believe that Jesus is our Savior.
那他为我们进入死亡。
And for our sake, he had to enter into death.
那他也复活。
And for us, he also resurrected.
那所以非常的好。
And this is wonderful.
那但是接下来要做什么？
But then, what happens after that?
想一想。
To think about it.
我还是做我习惯做的事。
I will keep doing things that I'm comfortable doing.
那我做我会做的事。
And I will do things that I know how to do.
因为除了这个以外，其他的到底耶稣要做什么，我不是很知道。
Because other than this, I don't really know what the Lord is going to do.
那就像这些使徒一样。
Just like these disciples.
那他们这时候非常的困惑。
And although at this time they are very indecisive and confused.
啊，耶稣已经复活了，很好。
It is good that Jesus had resurrected.
那但是我要做什么
？But what should I do?
所以他们不太知道。
And they didn't have a lot of ideas.
那他们就去做他们习惯的事。
And therefore, they decided to go and do the one thing that they know how to do.
那以利亚先知是人生旅途走到这一步，选择不再走。
And the prophet Elijah went along his life journey to this point, and then he decided that he can't go on.
那这些门徒是走到这一步，他们不知道要怎么走。
And these disciples, they came to this point of their life, and they did not know where else to go.
那所以对他们而言，他们的人生的旅程，一个是想要结束的。
And so, to their life journey, one man decided to end it.
那另外一些是非常的。好像迷路了。
And the others appear quite lost.
那不管怎么样
，No matter what，
他们的人生的旅程对他们而言都是不再清楚的。
Their life journey to them, is no longer clear cut.
他们不再知道要做什么。
They do not know what to do.
虽然他们都是非常相信有神，而且非常爱神的人。
Even though these people, love God very much and are men of faith.
那结果在他们非常不知道做什么的时候
，In this point of time when they did not know what to do，
那主耶稣就来找这些门徒。
Jesus Christ came and sought them out.
主耶稣没有骂他们。
Jesus did not rebuke them.
没有说我已经为你们死了，你们为什么不去传福音
？He did not say to them, "I have died for you. How come you're not out there preaching my word?"
没有，主耶稣没有这么讲。
Jesus didn't say this.
主耶稣也没有骂他们说你们为什么在我之前死的时候你们不相信我会复活。
And Jesus did not chastise them saying that you did not even believe that I would resurrect before I was crucified.
主耶稣也没有这么做。
Jesus didn't do that either.
那主耶稣只为他们做了一件事。
Jesus only did one thing for them.
在21章的第九节。
Verse 9.
他们上了岸就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。所以这是主耶稣为他们做的一件事情。
This is the one thing that the Lord Jesus did for them.
主耶稣帮他们准备了一顿早餐。
Jesus prepared for them a breakfast.
一顿很温暖的早餐。
A breakfast that was cooked with love and warmth.
那有饼有鱼。
There was fish and there was bread.
那还有火可以来烤。
And there's also a fire that they may warm by.
所以他们就跟主耶稣吃了这一顿早餐。
So together they ate breakfast with the Lord.
这顿早餐吃得非常的沉默安静。
And I believe that this breakfast was eaten in silence.
因为十二节说没有人敢问耶稣是谁。
Because in verse 12, this is that none of the disciples dare asking who he was.
那可能门徒心里面也觉得有一点，心虚。有一点。
Perhaps the disciples in their heart, they felt a little bit,
怀疑。
They're a little bit suspicious.
因为他们可能想说，不知道耶稣会骂他们。
They perhaps were afraid that Jesus might rebuke them.
说为什么你们又跑回去打鱼
？And because they decided to go back to fish.
那但是当然，主耶稣没有这么做。
Of course, Jesus didn't do this.
所以当他们吃到主耶稣亲手烤的饼跟鱼的时候，不知道门徒心里面在想什么。
And when they ate the fish and the bread that Jesus prepared for them, I don't know what they were feeling inside.
那我们知道吃完早饭之后，主耶稣问了彼得，一句话。
After breakfast, we Jesus Christ spoke to Peter.
他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”
He said to Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?
那主耶稣问了他三次。
And Jesus asked Peter three times.
所以当彼得不知道人生的路途要怎么继续的时候。
So Peter is at the point of his life journey when he did not know where he should go on.
那主耶稣帮他准备了一顿早餐。
Jesus came and prepared for him this breakfast.
然后问了他这句话。
And asked him these questions.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
当你不知道人生的旅途要怎么样前进的时候。
You do not know how to continue on in your life journey.
那你就回想一下神为你准备的这些恩典。
You look back to the grace that God had prepared for you.
神给你的恩典可能看起来不是这么样的丰盛。
The grace that God had prepared for you perhaps is not as full as you think it was.
不过可能只是几块饼或几条鱼。
Perhaps it was just a piece of bread and a couple of fish.
那或者只是一团可以让你烤的火。
And or it was just a fire by which you can warm yourself up.
那跟你五星级饭店里面的 buffet 比起来，这个好像不是什么东西。
And compared to the all-you-can-eat buffet, it seems very little.
那但是这个东西，你吃在嘴里的时候，你会觉得非常的温暖。
And yet, when you eat this meal prepared by the Lord, you will feel the warmth.
因为这个东西是外面的东西没有办法给你的。
But this is a meal that you cannot get elsewhere.
因为这个是耶稣亲手帮你准备的。
That the Lord Jesus prepared for you himself.
所以神的恩典非常的跟世界上的这些享受比起来非常的不一样。
Therefore, the grace and the blessing of the Lord compared to everything in the world is truly different.
所以彼得他吃过耶稣的这个饼跟鱼，他知道耶稣的这个恩典有多么样的有这么样的一个美妙的滋味。
And when Simon Peter ate of the breakfast that the Lord prepared for him, he understood the special taste of the meal prepared by the Lord.
所以当他不知道人生要怎么继续的时候，耶稣来给他这个东西。
When he is at the point in his life that he did not know how to go on, Jesus appeared and showed him these things.
那让他去回想神给他的这一切的恩典。
So that he may reflect upon the grace that God had given him in the past.
然后耶稣问他
And Jesus asked him,
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Do you love me?
当你人生的路不知道怎么走的时候
When you no longer know how to go on in your life
耶稣会问说那你还爱我吗
Jesus may ask you this question Do you love me?
如果你还爱我
If you still love me
你会知道路要怎么走
Then you will know how to go on
如果你爱我
If you love me,
你自然会知道你未来的方向在哪里
you will naturally know the direction to which you must go.
如果你还爱我
If you still love me,
我会给你足够的力量让你走完你人生的旅途
I will give you sufficient strength so that you may finish your journey.
所以我们可以回来看以利亚的故事
As we turn back to look at the story of Elijah
列王记上的十九章
Let's turn back to 1 Kings Chapter 19.
所以以利亚宣知他选择他跟神求死。
Prophet Elijah asked death from God.
因为他不想要再走下去。
Because he did not wish to continue with his life.
他觉得这条路太苦。
He felt that the way that he's on is just too painful.
那这个环境太过艰难。
And the environment in which he lived in is just too dangerous.
那他所做的工作看起来也是。不管他怎么努力都是没有意义的。
And all the work that he has done in the past, no matter what he did not seem to make a difference.
那所以他跟神求死。
And therefore here he asked the Lord to take his life.
那神没有骂他。
God did not rebuke him.
那但是神听到了他向神祷告的声音。
But God heard the voice of Elijah as he prayed.
我们看十九章的第五节。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说：“起来吃吧。”第六节。 他观看见头旁有一瓶水和炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。第七节，神的使者第二次来拍他说，起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。那结果神就派了天使来跟他讲。
God sent an angel to Elijah.
那讲的话很简单。
And the angel said something very simple to him.
就是你起来吃吧。
Arise and eat.
那他起来，他就看到头的旁边有一瓶水。
When he arose, he saw that by his head was a jar of water.
那还有一个烤过的饼。
And a cake baked on coals.
那这个饼是热的。
And this cake was still warm.
那我相信大家看英文的圣经应该很明白。
When you read the scriptures in English, it's a little bit clearer.
那所以，天父帮以利亚先知准备的东西跟主耶稣帮彼得准备的东西很像。
It seems that God, what God prepared for Elijah was quite similar to what Jesus prepared for the disciples.
神的恩典看起来一样是不怎么样的多。
The grace of the Lord in appearance did not seem to be abundant.
那但是却是非常的让以利亚感到非常的温暖。
But it brought the sufficient warmth to Elijah.
他那时候非常的累。
At that time, Elijah was very tired.
那不仅是身体非常的累。
Not only was he tired physically.
他的心灵也非常的累。
His soul was tired.
所以他已经想跟神说，我不想要再活下去。
That was why he said to God that I don't want to go on anymore.
那神给他的，在这个时候给他的不是说，啊，你要这个祷告。
God at this point in time did not ask him to get up and pray.
啊，你要振作。
Or you have to
那或者是讲一些话鼓励他。
Or God did not tell him any sort of encouraging words.
全部都没有。
None of this.
神只给他了一瓶水跟几个饼。
God only prepared for him a cake and a jar of water.
那为什么？
Why?
因为当他在吃这个东西的时候，
Because as Elijah was eating these things,
这个东西是很实在的。
This thing is very real.
那这个东西本身不是什么很好的东西。
And although it may be something ordinary,
它不是准备了葡萄酒。
God didn't prepare for him nice fancy wine.
那或者是给他什么烤鸡什么，或者是烤牛肉。
Or roast chicken or steak.
那只是很简单的水跟饼。
It was just simply a jar of water and a cake. That is baked on coals.
看起来非常的平淡。
Seems very ordinary.
那但是却非常的实在。
And yet it was very realistic.
所以我想神给我们的恩典很多时候跟这个很像。
Many times the grace of God given to us is the same.
看起来好像不是这么样的，很跟世界上比较，看起来不是这么样的很丰盛。
Comparatively, it does not seem to be something extraordinary.
可是你自己领会到的人，你会知道神给的恩典非常的实在。
But as the person who personally experienced that, you can truly experience the grace of God.
就像我刚到德国的时候。
My own experience is when I first arrived in Germany.
那我想那时候应该是很笨。
I think maybe at that time I was quite naive.
我想我现在应该也是不怎么聪明。
Although I don't know if I'm less naive now.
那我那时候坐火车。
At that time, I had to take a train.
那带着一个30多公斤的一个很重的行李。
And I had a luggage that weighed about 30 kilograms.
那我就从火车的窗户往外面看。
And I was just looking at the train from the outside.
那时候是六月。
That time it was the month of June.
那所以整个草非常的绿。
The grass was growing and it was beautiful and green.
也是那种非常漂亮的绿。
And it's a very beautiful green.
我还没有看过这么漂亮的绿色的草。
I have never seen grass this color green before.
那所以我觉得哇，真的很漂亮。
And I thought to myself, wow, how pretty.
那我就在想，我就是从坐飞机然后到德国，然后一个人坐车的这一段旅程。
And I was thinking back of the flight that I took all by myself to arrive in Germany, and now I am now taking the train.
非常的平安。
Seems that everything went rather smoothly.
那我有一种很深的感觉。
And this was a very distinct impression.
那就是感觉神好像在我身边带着我走。
And the impression is that I felt as if God is right beside me, guiding me along the way.
那但是当然看起来就是好像是什么都没有。
But in fact, nothing particularly happened.
那但是你自己心里面是知道的。
But within yourself, you understood.
那所以我想当以利亚在吃这个饼跟水的时候，
I think when Elijah is eating this cake and drinking the water,
他应该在想这个东西是从哪里来的。
He was probably thinking to himself, where did these come from?
是天使变的。
Was it the angels who conjured it?
还是天使从某个地方拿来的。
Or did the angel brought it from somewhere else?
还是不知道怎么就有了。
Or is it just appeared out of nowhere?
或者是。
Maybe.
这个东西是神准备好的。
This is something that God.
然后叫天使拿给他。
And asked one of his angels to bring it to him.
那我相信应该是最后这一个吧。
I think maybe the answer is the last one.
天父知道以利亚先知非常的痛苦。
That the heavenly Lord knew that Elijah was suffering greatly.
他知道他不想要再继续他的人生旅程。
And he fully realized that Elijah had no desire to continue his life.
那他觉得最好来安慰他的方法
，And God thought that the best way to comfort Elijah was
就是他亲手准备这些东西
，to personally prepare these things，
然后叫天使带给他
，and to ask one of the angels to bring it to Elijah，
那叫他起来吃
，and to ask him to arise and eat。
当以利亚吃到这个东西的时候
，When Elijah ate the cake。
他知道这个是应该是神自己做的。
He realized that this was probably made by God.
那所以他就知道我的路程我还可以努力的往前走。
Then he realized that the journey that he's on is able to be continued.
所以第七节最后天使跟他讲。
In verse 7, the angel of the Lord came back the second time.
他说你起来吃吧。
And touched him and said, arise and eat.
因为你当走的路甚远
Because the journey is too great for you
你当走的路甚远
The journey is still long
以利亚他原本不想要再走
Elijah originally did not wish to go on anymore
他的旅程他想要结束在这里
He wanted his journey to end right there and then
但是神跟他讲
But God told him
你还有很长的旅程要走
You still have a long journey ahead of you
对你而言，你的人生好像要在这里结束。
To your eyes, perhaps you think your life should end right here.
那但是在我的眼中
，But in my eyes,
你的人生的旅程还非常的长。
Your journey is yet a long one.
因为只要在我的路上
，As long as you're on my road,
我的路永远都是，永远都在的。
My road will always exist.
那我的路永远都是为你打开的。
And my way will always be open for you.
所以你只要靠着我给你的恩典。
Therefore, all you need to have is the grace that I've given you.
你就会有永远走不完的旅程。
You will have this journey that will go on.
而且你有一天一定会走到我的身边。
And one day, you will finally reach my side.
那所以我觉得这两个故事，应该是蛮相像的。
And although these two stories I felt are quite similar,
彼得不知道要怎么走。
Peter did not know what to do.
那主耶稣就来找他。
And Jesus came to him.
那为他准备了饼跟鱼。
Prepared for him, this bread and fish.
那以利亚不知道要怎么走。
And Elijah did not know how to go on.
那天父也派天使来找他。
And Heavenly God sent an angel to him.
那他们都没有怪他们。耶稣跟神都没有怪彼得，也没有怪以利亚。
We see that God and Jesus did not rebuke Elijah or Peter.
他们只帮他们准备了很简单的饼跟鱼，饼跟水。
They prepared for them this very simple bread and water.
那但是对吃的人而言，意义都非常的重要。
And yet, the person who ate it it was significant in meaning.
因为这个是神跟耶稣自己亲手准备的。
These are meals prepared by God and by Jesus himself.
所以他们吃了，他们就知道我当走的路还很远。
As they ate, they realized that the journey ahead is still quite far.
所以人生的路我们都不知道会遇到什么。
In our own life journey, we do not know who will meet or what will meet.
那或者是明天会发生什么。
Or what's going to happen tomorrow.
那但是我们知道。
But we understand one point.
在我们过去人生的旅途当中。
When we look back in our journeys of the past.
神的恩典其实都没有离开我们。
We see that the grace of God has never left us.
那如果你觉得有一天走不下去了。
If one day you feel that you cannot possibly go on.
有一天你觉得再怎么样做好像都没有什么意义。
If one day you feel that no matter what you do, it seems meaningless.
那或者是你也想要结束你的人生的旅程。
And or you feel that the life, your life journey should come to an end.
那你可以来想想这两个故事。
You can reflect upon these two stories.
我相信主耶稣可能也会来找你。
I believe that Christ will then come to you.
一个真正爱神的人，神一定是知道的。
A person who truly loves the Lord is known to God.
那当你自己亲口去吃到神给你的饼跟水之后，
When you taste personally the bread and the water that God has prepared for you,
你应该会有一种力量。
You will gain this strength.
那神会给你这个力量。
Because the strength comes from God.
他知道你有多么苦。
He understands the suffering that you are undergoing.
他也知道这个旅途有多么样的难。
And he also knows how difficult the journey ahead may be.
那我想他应该会看着你。
And I believe his eyes will be on you.
然后要你看着他。
And your eyes should also be on him.
然后你应该会想到。
And you will think.
其实这条路他已经走过了。
In fact, this journey God already, Jesus had already walked.
耶稣走过这条路。
Jesus had already taken this road.
所以他不会怪你，如果你不想走。
So he won't blame you if you don't want to walk on it.
但是我相信他应该会给你这种力量。
But I believe he will give you the strength.
让你可以走完一个更长的旅途。
So that you can continue on this long journey.
因为在他手上一定有路。
In his hand, there will definitely be a way.
那他给你的恩典也一定足够你走下去。
And the grace that he will give you will be sufficient for you to go on.
那晚上聚会就到这边。
And I will conclude my service here.